Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It's great to be with you. And the man that President Trump just endorsed in the New Jersey Republican primary for governor joins me now, Jack Cittarelli. Jack, congratulations on getting the endorsement from President Donald Trump. That's really amazing stuff.
Rich, thanks very much. The president and I spoke late yesterday afternoon. It was a follow-up to the discussion we had about a month ago at Trump National in Bedminster when he said he would endorse me and gave him an update on the campaign and how it is we're going to win. And he's all in, and I'm honored and humbled by the endorsement. I really am.
I wonder, if I could, Jack, I'd like to read what the president posted at Truth Social yesterday. He said, Jack Cittarelli is a terrific America First candidate running to be the next governor of a state that I love, New Jersey, in all caps. Jack, who after getting to know and understand MAGA, has gone all in and is now 100% plus. He is strongly supported by the most highly respected leaders in New Jersey. And as your next governor, Jack Cittarelli will work closely with me and the Trump administration to advance the America First agenda. Jack will fight tirelessly to grow our economy, cut taxes and regulations, restore our economic power, help secure our now very secure, record-setting southern border, stop migrant crime, murderers, and other criminals from illegally entering our country, protect our great military vets, advance American energy dominance by helping to keep the price of gasoline, oil, and all forms of energy very low, and defend our always under siege Second Amendment, which has not been attacked, amended, or change while I was president. Also, Jack Cittarelli is the Republican candidate who is the best positioned to stand tall, all caps, against the radical left Democrats and, most importantly, ensure a big victory in this very important gubernatorial election, an election that is being closely watched by the entire world because we are ending woke and all the other nonsense that goes along with it, and nobody wants to see it come back. Jack Cittarelli is a winner, all caps, and has my complete and total endorsement. And in all caps, he will not let you down. Make America great again. Elect Jack Cittarelli. Jack, that's not just an endorsement. That's a long, several paragraph endorsement by the president of the United States of America.
Hey, Rich, he was very kind with his praise and his words, and I'm forever grateful. But when we talked, I made it clear that I'm going to work with him to keep the country safe, and specifically New Jersey. This is the governorship of New Jersey, and we're going to do everything to make it safe. That my attorney general would never be suing the White House to stop with the executive order that says it's okay. The president said no sanctuary state. And yet our attorney general here in New Jersey is suing the White House over that executive order. That won't happen. Talked with him about the need to support our local police, certainly make the country in New Jersey more prosperous. And of course, thank them as well on energy. I mean, he's put a stop to the wind farms off our Jersey shore. I'll make that permanent. But those are just some of the things that we talked about during our discussion yesterday. And listen, he wants to win, as do I. He believes I offer the best chance to win, as do I. And so that's why I think he was so kind with his praise.
Jack, did you guys get into what's going on in Newark at all with the stunt that's being pulled by somebody who could wind up to be your opponent in the general election, Ross Baraka, the mayor of Newark, the stunt that he pulled?
Well, that's why the president is talking about the radical Democrats in that statement that he made with regard to endorsing me, Rich. And I told him, listen, what don't they understand? This is a federal detention center where people who came here illegally and committed crimes are being detained. What exactly is there to protest? So we talked about how radical these liberal Democrats are in New Jersey and how, quite frankly, it's just going to work in our favor come November when we remind everybody that if you're just going to want another 4 years of Phil Murphy's failed policies, like what we saw in Newark last week, I guess you'll vote for the other guy. But if you really want change, vote for Cetarelli.
Hey, Jack, you know, we were at an event together last week, actually at Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, and had the chance to hear you speak, as I've heard you speak many times. You talked about when you ran in 2021 and the seats that were picked up. It's important for people to know that the entire New Jersey State Assembly is on the ballot this year. 400,000 Republicans stayed home in the last election. I don't think they're going to make that mistake this time around. There was a poll that came out right before the election by Monmouth. It was an unfair poll. Patrick Murray saying that Murphy had a double-digit lead was outrageous. It was so wrong. It was completely corrupted. But the point is that you had very strong down-ballot results. I think that's probably one of the things President Trump is also looking at.
Absolutely. I mean, the job of the candidate at the top of the ticket is to have coattails. President Trump had that last November. It's why the Republicans control both the House and the Senate. We did flip 8 seats back in 2021, and I told them how bullish I am on flipping at least 13 seats this time around. What's the significance of 13 seats? That gets us to 41. And for the first time in 2.5 decades, we would have a Republican majority in the state assembly. So the president's agenda, my agenda, is much easier to accomplish if we get a Republican majority in our state legislature, and that's what I'm working towards.
Jack, did you talk to the president at all about education? Because, you know, this one of the issues that's top of mind, as you know, I have 3 kids. I think the president's doing a really good job right now of trying to get the woke and the DEI and all the other nonsense out of our schools and also to protect women in sports.
It's just another reason for the endorsement. Rich, we're on the same page with that. And I told him about what I'm going to do in New Jersey in terms of calling for the resignation of all those that sit on the State Board of Education that have made all those offensive changes to our public school curriculum, and that I support his executive order and voted no on the bill that said that biological males can't go into a female bathroom or a female locker room or participate in female sports. And an overwhelming number of New Jerseyans agree with us on that issue.
You voted not to let them go into the bathroom, right?
And not to let them go. I voted no on that bill. You bet I did.
Okay. Jack, obviously, one of the big issues that we're all talking about is affordable, that they call it affordable housing. It's not. In fact, it would drive housing prices up. But it's a big issue in New Jersey. It's something that people are very concerned about. What can you do about it if you become the governor?
There's 3 things that we can do. Number one, we need more Republicans in the legislature, hopefully a majority, so we can reverse the laws that have been put in place by the Democrats that have caused for all this overdevelopment in our suburbs. Second thing we can do, which will happen on day one of my administration, is we'll make a new argument before the state Supreme Court that what's taking place with regard to all this overdevelopment flies in the face and is in violation of DEP policies on stormwater management, flood mitigation, and resiliency. So Phil Murphy's own housing policies are in violation of his DEP policies. And then the third thing I could do, Rich, when we win, is I get to appoint 2 new Supreme Court state justices, 2 new justices of the state Supreme Court, one of which is the Chief Justice. And I'm not just going with Republicans. That really hasn't worked out well. We need conservatives. There's been 2 or 3 rulings over the last 50 years that have really had a very detrimental effect on the community in New Jersey. That's the Abbott school funding decision and the Mount Laurel housing decision. Those need to be readdressed. We do that with a different argument, but also new Supreme Court state justices.
Jack Cetarelli is with me after President Trump gave him an incredibly enthusiastic and long social media endorsement yesterday. It's great to have Jack on the show today to talk about it. We talked about the wind farms, and yeah, you know what? The president and Jeff Andrew and our buddies Mike Donahue, Mike Tesla, so many great people worked to stop this, and thank God the president was able to finally kill it. Unfortunately, the Democrats in New Jersey, by following that stupid energy master plan by Murphy, we now have to bring in all this energy from out of state. So residents are looking at a big rate increase this summer, which I think is going to help, you know, your chances and all the Republican chances this November, no doubt about it. But what can you do right away to help people deal with those electricity rates as soon as you get in there?
Rich, all six of the Democrats that are running to be the gubernatorial candidate for the Democrats are complicit in Phil Murphy's failed policies, as is the Democratic legislature of the past 25 years. They let this guy run with his own energy master plan, and look where we are today. So what I could do on day one is put a new energy master plan in place. I'm never going to tell people how to heat their homes. I'm not telling them what car they have to buy. We're getting rid of the electrical vehicle mandate of 2035. I'm not telling them what appliances they have to buy. I'm going to get rid of the wind farms off the Jersey Shore permanently. We're pulling out of RGGI. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative has been a failure. Our air is no cleaner. Electricity is only more expensive. Ratepayer dollars are going to other states to improve their grid, not ours. And it's really curtailed the use of natural gas. I can also increase. Phil Murphy's pretty much put a moratorium on natural gas-fired electricity generation plants. I'll lift that moratorium. We can build two or three more, and I'll increase our nuclear footprint in South Jersey. We've got a footprint there to build a new reactor. Can you imagine, Rich, if 7 years ago, this guy had put the shovel in the ground for a fourth reactor instead of betting it all on wind, we'd be in pretty good shape today. We'd be cutting the ribbon on a new nuclear reactor in South Jersey. So those are all some of the things I can do. And certainly just work with the president on pipelines that bring more natural gas to New Jersey. We've got to get the cost of it down, and we've got to produce more electricity via natural gas, which is the bridge to the future.
You know, it's my opinion that having a Republican in the White House, and you can make the argument that this is a really good thing for New Jersey, what he can help you with, because congestion pricing, you know, what New York is doing to people who are commuting into this city, to bring the natural gas into New Jersey, as you mentioned, Jack, to be able to provide that. And I'm sure I would imagine that you and the president talked about taxes and also a form of DOGE for New Jersey. And I'm sure it's probably one of the reasons why the president endorsed you. So what are you going to do on those issues?
I think he likes very much the fact, Rich, that I, too, am a successful business owner, as he's been. And I've got a very specific approach on how to decrease spending in New Jersey. And that includes the equivalent of a departmental government efficiency that identifies all the waste, the inefficiency and fraud in our state government. I mean, we see it in the billions in the federal government, in what is a $1 trillion budget. We've got $1 billion budgets in New Jersey. There's certainly hundreds of millions of dollars in wasteful spending. There's $1 billion in pork alone that the Democrats have been putting in the budget every year for pet projects. So he was very enthusiastic about that. I also thanked him for what he was doing with regard to pharmaceutical pricing. We know there's a whole lot of people that can't afford their medicines. I think he's going after the bad guys in that process of bringing pharmaceuticals to the marketplace. And so those are all good things that will make life less expensive for New Jerseyans.
Jack, before I let you go, obviously we want to keep people in the state because a lot of people retire and they move out of Jersey. They say it's just too expensive to do it. My parents did it. They moved to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And, you know, people would like to have their parents and, you know, the grandparents around for the kids. And can we do that? Can we achieve that so that we can make New Jersey a place people can actually stay in and not move to, say, Delaware?
Absolutely we can, Rich. I mean, I remind people all the time, our top income tax bracket's 11%. Pennsylvania's is free. If Pennsylvania can do it, why can't we? Pennsylvania's top business tax is 5%. Ours is 11%. If Pennsylvania can do it, why can't we? And we have to. I mean, we're dying a very slow death by 1,000 cuts in New Jersey because our individuals and our businesses are the highest taxed in the nation. That all needs to change by getting spending under control, eliminating all the waste, inefficiency, and fraud in our state government, and putting in tax policies, Rich, that grow the economy. You cannot tax or cut your way out of this mess that we're in New Jersey. Now, I'm going to cut it, but at the same time, we've got to grow the economy. And we've got all the resources right here to do it. We just need a leader who understands how best to grow the economy. Phil Murphy wants to grow it by putting sales tax on things like laser tag and golf ranges and bowling I mean, come on. I mean, batting cages, massages, training. I mean, this is as bad as when Jim Florio put sales tax on toilet paper and tires.
Yeah, it is. And look what happened to him. So, Jack, congratulations on getting the endorsement of President Donald Trump. A very enthusiastic and long endorsement that he wrote for you on Truth Social. It's obvious it was not just simply I endorse Jack Chidrelli. It'd be several paragraphs going into why you will win and you are the best choice for this. And obviously, President Trump does not like to put his name unless he thinks he's got the winner. So that's a big win for you. Congratulations, Jack. Jack, where can people go and learn more about your campaign and get involved and help you?
Appreciate that, Rich. It's jack4nj.com, jack4nj.com. But again, very grateful for the endorsement. We've got more work to do. We'll get it done, and we're going to deliver a win in November.
Jack Chidrelli, thank you.
Thank you, Rich.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
All right, and we will be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May on June 20th. Our next live show, our first live show of the year. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to see you there. We're going to have a blast, all right? And live shows are always great. You know that. So mark your calendar now, June 20th, Grand Hotel of Cape May. So the president in Saudi Arabia, in addition to endorsing in the New Jersey governor's race in the primary, he also talked about bringing actual peace and investment from Saudi Arabia to the United States of America. So let's play cut number two. He talked about the purchase of $142 million of American-made military equipment. Take a listen.
In addition to purchases of $142 million of American-made military equipment by our great Saudi partners, the largest ever, this week there are multi-billion dollar commercial deals with Amazon, Oracle, AMD. They're all here. Uber, Qualcomm, Johnson & Johnson, and many, many more. So I want to congratulate everybody. So many great business executives, many of you, most of you, I know. And they're coming in, you know, about a month ago. They weren't that happy when they saw me. And now they're saying, sir, you're doing a great job. Thank you very much. It's amazing what a rising market will do. Oh, it's going to get a lot higher. In fact, I told people 5 weeks ago, this is a great time to buy. I got criticized for that. Now they don't criticize me anymore. People should have listened. But it's going to go a lot higher. You see, we've never had anything like this happen. It's an explosion of investment and jobs, and great companies are coming in. Never seen anything like it. There's no better place to make a future or make a fortune, do anything, frankly, than what we have in the United States of America under a certain president, Donald J. Trump.
Peace would be a good thing. I mean, obviously, like, peace would be great. And Trump wants peace, and he's always wanted peace, and he's always advocated for peace. And that's the thing, is we can have it. You know, it's in our reach. They worked on this in the first term. It's called the Abraham Accords. And had the president had a second term, that peace would have been achieved. And I think he's correct when he says October 7th would not have happened. It really is critical. So let's play the president talking about decades of conflict. This is cut number three.
After so many decades of conflict, finally, it is within our grasp to reach the future that generations before us could only dream about, a land of peace, safety, harmony, opportunity, innovation, and achievement right here in the Middle East.
What do we do about Iran? That is the question, obviously. What do we do with Iran? How do we deal with Iran? Can we have peace with Iran? How do we do it? How do we achieve it? President talked about that today. This is cut number four.
But with that said, Iran can have a much brighter future, but will never allow America and its allies to be threatened with terrorism or nuclear attack. The choice is theirs to make. We really want them to be a successful country. We want them to be a wonderful, safe, great country. But they cannot have a nuclear weapon. This is an offer that will not last forever. The time is right now for them to choose. Right now, we don't have a lot of time to wait.
So he talks about the past of Iran and what could be their future. Cut five.
Yet I'm here today not merely to condemn the past chaos of Iran's leaders, but to offer them a new path and a much better path toward a far better and more hopeful future. As I've shown repeatedly, I am willing to end past conflicts and forge new partnerships for a better and more stable world, even if our differences may be very profound, which obviously they are in the case of Iran. I have never believed in having permanent enemies. I am different than a lot of people think. I don't like permanent enemies, but sometimes you need enemies to do the job, and you have to do it right. Enemies get you motivated. In fact, some of the closest friends of the United States of America are nations we fought wars against in generations past, and now they're our friends and our allies.
Let's think about the $600 billion investment that Saudi Arabia is making in the United States. By the way, they had those Arabian horses today escort the Beast, which is the president's limo. It was a very, very cool scene. And they even had a McDonald's truck in Saudi Arabia as well for the president. This is by all accounts an incredibly successful overseas trip. I don't think you could say otherwise. I mean, this is a big deal. They're going all out for him. Red carpet's out. And, you know, he's talking about peace and forging deals. And I mean, this is the kind of thing that should make everybody happy. I don't know why anybody could be critical of this. Of course, the left will find a way, and the Democrats and the media will find a way to be critical. I just don't know how you can be, because, yeah, I'm bummed that we'll probably never get answers on Saudi Arabia 9/11. But I don't think we would have got answers either way. We just have to realize now that Saudi Arabia being so critical to the region, if they can help stabilize the Middle East, they can help with peace, they can help with Israel, and they can help buttress Iran. It could be such a seismic shift in something that we're talking about here. Think about it. Saudi Arabia, a Muslim country, and Israel, obviously the Jewish state, being partners, being allies. It's not, you know, that's nothing to shake a stick at, as they say. We'll talk more about that with our buddy, Dr. Victoria Coates. But that was a prime goal of the Abraham Accords, obviously, what they did. So now, as part of this, also, the president was speaking about where we go from here, just on a world stage, and dealing with the Houthis as well. And the Houthis, backed by Iran, and all the strikes that they did against American ships and international ships as well. You remember that was a big part of the stupid Signalgate thing. What do we do with the Houthis and everything else? The president talked about that today, not Signalgate, but the Houthis. Cut six.
In recent weeks, following repeated attacks on American ships and freedom of navigation in the Red Sea, the United States military launched more than 1,100 strikes on the Houthis in Yemen. As a result, the Houthis agreed to stop. They said, we don't want this anymore. And it's the first time you've heard that from them, too. They're tough. They're fighters. But just days ago, we were asked to cease targeting commercial. They were not going to be targeting commercial ships in any way, shape, or form, or anything American. And they were very happy that we stopped. But we had 52 days of thunder and lightning like they've never seen before. This was a swift, ferocious, decisive, and extremely successful use of military force. Not that we wanted to do it, but they were shooting down ships. They were shooting at you. They were shooting at Saudi Arabia. We don't want them shooting at Saudi Arabia, if that's okay. So we hit them hard. We got what we came for, and then we got out.
He doesn't want war. He doesn't want long war. He doesn't want to have the United States be the world's police department. He doesn't want America to be intervening all over the world. The president doesn't want these things. So, you know, for all the talk by the idiots who will call him a dictator and fascist and compare him to Hitler and everything, I mean, he's using economic leverage to achieve or try to achieve peace. And I hope he's successful. Obviously, I really, really do. But he's been talking about this since 2015. I mean, part of the reason why they tried to stop him from becoming president is because of this issue. I told you then. I told him then. I've told him several times after that as well. They want to stop you because you don't want these endless wars. And there are a lot of people that make money off these endless wars. That's why you had 51 deep state hacks sign that Hunter Biden letter, because they did not want a second term of Donald Trump. And sure enough, they got their wars. They got Ukraine. So, and he's trying to wrap it up. No, and they're not happy about it. They spent 4 years trying to destroy his presidency, and they were ultimately successful in this coup they did against him with the Hunter Biden laptop. But that's what they wanted to achieve. What they wanted to achieve was the end of Trump's presidency to be able to enrich themselves, and they were highly successful in doing it. And then they made a boatload of cash. They made so much money. And these people that signed that Hunter Biden letter, they serve on the boards of these companies. It's not really a big surprise that they're involved in all this. And truly, this is a shift in the Republican Party's thinking as well, that I'm glad the president has taken the party down this road versus the road that the party was once on, which is let's invade a country that had nothing to do with 9/11 and just cause so much chaos in the region with the Iraq War. And the president was against the Iraq War. He was out there speaking about it back on that debate stage, 2015, 2016. It wasn't very fashionable at the time to say that. And yet he wasn't afraid to say it. So we went from policies that helped drive the Middle East further into calamity and war and bloodshed to a president who's now trying to bring stability and economic success to the region, because that really is how you bring people up to the modern century. I mean, you look at Saudi Arabia from the 1970s to now, and the investment, the skyscrapers, the money that's being spent. You look at how Iran went in the opposite direction from when Iran was free in the 1970s to where Iran is now. You look at those pictures they show of South Korea versus North Korea. How at night, South Korea is all lit up, North Korea pitch black. When you get these countries into the 21st century and you help them make money, and that's why what he says about Syria and then ending the sanctions, and you'll just wait. You will hear this is Tulsi Gabbard. This is Russia. This is because Russia, she Tulsi's bought and paid for. You'll hear all that nonsense, but just dismiss it. What he wants is peace. He wants a lasting peace. And if he can achieve that in the region, and he can also end the Russia-Ukraine war, he'll solidify himself in the history books as a peacemaker. And he's always wanted to be that. And good for all of us. Good for the world. Good for the country. Nobody should be everybody should be happy about that. Sadly, not everybody will, because there's a lot of money on the line with perpetual endless wars. You know that. I know that. And it's not going to be easy. And some of these countries will be it's certainly going to be challenging. I'm not saying it's going to be easy with Iran. But the way I think you achieve that is you put pressure on Iran because they see that other countries now are working together peacefully, and You have to force them to come to the table, just like you have to force China to come to the table. And you could have transformational change. I know it's optimistic. I know it's rosy and it may not happen. But hey, you know what? We're trying. And I give him credit for that. I still don't think you should take the plane, though. Don't take the plane. Don't take the plane, because it's a trap. It's just going to be a political headache you don't need. But that's Qatar. That's not Saudi Arabia. Either way. And ignore the media with their stupid, you know, the Trump family's investing in Saudi Arabia. So what? Who cares? What does that have to do with anything? Do you want peace or not? If they're investing in the country and they're helping to grow the economy and that leads to more peace and it leads to Saudi Arabia and Israel being partners and stability in the region, and great, good. Who could have a problem with that? Part of the reason why I like capitalism is that capitalism tends to lead to peace. Other forms of economic control or economic utopian fancy dreams, socialism, and they don't lead to peace. That's the bottom line. Capitalism has a funny way of bringing about peace. People like making money, they start to be happy. Now, what you have to watch, though, are the people that make money under a capitalist system, obviously, on war, and you got to make sure that those people don't get their way. They tried, because they certainly did not want Donald Trump back in the White House, but they failed. So, you know, there you go. All right. As we continue along the show here today, I'm going to talk about Tulsi Gabbard when we get back, because she made some big moves at her office of the director of National Intelligence to get rid of some of these deep state hacks who have been there for a long, long time and helped try to bring down the president of the United States of America. But I want you to think about summer. All right. Memorial Day is in 2 weeks, and then we're going to be at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey together for our live show, June 20th. It's going to be a blast. I want to see you there. And I want you to think about your June midweek stay at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. The longer you stay, the more you save with resort credits. And you could use those resort credits at Hemingway's Restaurant. Great food and drinks. Use the resort credits to use them at the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, the gift shop. Take the family on a whale-watching boat cruise. So much to enjoy, and they give you money back to enjoy your vacation. And you know what's better than renting a shore house? Staying at the Grand Hotel, because you get all the amenities of a resort. You have housekeeping, two pools, including a heated saltwater indoor pool, huge pool. So if it rains or the weather's not great, you got the pool, you're set. You have the restaurant right on site, but you can walk to the arcade, the miniature golf, great places, shopping, dining, so much to do. And many of the rooms have kitchenettes. They have refrigerators. You bring in your own food, bring in your own drinks, and have a great time. So book today. Always book direct with them for the best rates by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Do it now before the best rooms for the summer are gone. I'll see you June 20th. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So the Philadelphia Phillies, which is the baseball team that plays in Philadelphia, they have put out the following statement on Pete Rose. As you know, earlier today, Major League Baseball, the commissioner, announced that the lifetime ban against Pete Rose is now over. Excellent. This is what the Phillies had to say. The Phillies support today's decision by Commissioner Manfred and Major League Baseball to remove Pete Rose from the permanently ineligible list. As one of the greatest players in the history of the game, Pete made significant on-field contributions to the Phillies over his five seasons, 1979 to 83, with the club, highlighted by our first World Series title in 1980. Additionally, the following statement is being sent on behalf of Phillies legend and Hall of Famer Mike Schmidt. Quote, "It's a great day for baseball, as Commissioner Manfred has reinstated Pete Rose, making him eligible for the National Baseball Hall of Fame. The ongoing question of whether Pete Rose should or shouldn't be in the Hall will be answered by a select panel in the next Classic Baseball Era Committee. Congratulations to Pete's family, his teammates, as well as his supporters who have waited many years for this opportunity for consideration." Again, that is a statement on behalf of the Philadelphia Phillies reacting to the big news today about Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson. But I don't know if the Chicago White Sox have put out a statement. Justin, do you know if the Chicago White Sox have put out a statement regarding Shoeless Joe Jackson?
I can check that right now.
That'd be helpful. Thank you. Because I don't know. That's a tougher one. I'm all over the place with this guy. I'm kind of in his corner. I'm against him. I'm sort of back in Shoeless Joe's corner now because somebody said that he played great that day. And, he played great in the World Series. No issues there. I don't know. It might have been. See, what I worry about is, what if it's a situation like what Bruce Willis did in Pulp Fiction, where he took the money, but then he didn't do what they said? Is that okay? I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, he was supposed to go down in that fight, Butch, but he didn't go down in that fight, but he got the money. You know what I mean? That's a good point. Yeah, so Shoeless Joe is technically one of ours because he played for the Philadelphia Athletics in 1908. Good point. Yeah, the Phillies did not mention Shoeless Joe. You know that?
White Sox did not make any mention of Shoeless Joe Jackson or the other members of the Black Sox team that were reinstated today.
Really?
Nothing so far. The last thing they posted was the lineup for their game today.
He had 12 hits in the series, which at the time was a record, Shoeless Joe. So, the Phillies could have said something about Shoeless Joe Jackson and said, "Hey, before we became the Phillies and we were the Athletics, and then he was one of us," but they just, crickets, nothing about Shoeless Joe. So we need to get a baseball historian. Wait, you're saying technically it'd be Oakland? Oh, because they moved. Yeah. Well, they moved to Oakland.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the Phillies making that statement. It would be Oakland or whatever they're called, Sacramento, Athletics.
There's no relation to the two teams, in other words.
Yeah, there's no relation. They just so happened to both play in Philadelphia. The Athletics became the Oakland Athletics, and the Phillies are still the Phillies.
They were both playing at the same time.
Yeah, in Philadelphia, yes.
You see, I don't know a damn thing about sports. I have no idea. So this is helpful to me. So Oakland, they moved to Oakland.
Yeah.
And, all right, got it. So then the Phillies don't have to say a damn word about Shoeless Joe. What about the Oakland team? What are they called?
They were the Oakland Athletics, but they left this past season. They're planning to move to Las Vegas, I think, next year. They're playing in Sacramento now. So technically they're the Sacramento Athletics, but they just go by the Athletics. They have not said anything either.
They haven't said anything either about Shoeless Joe Jackson. He's kind of a man without a home right now, basically.
Pretty much.
Well, it sounds to me like Pete Rose is going to get into the Hall of Fame. Thank God. I'm glad. I'm very, very happy about this. Marcus Aurelius on X says, "Footless Rich Zeoli will never get into Cooperstown." Thank you. I appreciate that. So there you go. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's a good thing. Justin supports it. I support it. The only question that I think we all have is whether or not we're on Team Shoeless Joe Jackson or not, because it changes every 5 minutes. So, I don't know. Maybe tomorrow I'll be on Team Shoeless Joe. Matt, we got to get a baseball historian on. We got to get somebody who wrote a book about the White Sox, the Black Sox. We got to get something like that. Can you do a little research?
Yeah, I'll find some. I don't know anything about baseball, so if anyone has any recommendations, put it in the YouTube chat or send me a tweet, I guess.
Yeah, do that, please, because he didn't get me a dwarf. Maybe he can make up for it by getting us a baseball historian who could at least talk to us about. I'm kind of interested in that whole thing. It's a pretty cool thing that they, I mean, it's not cool, but you know what I mean, that they were able to achieve that and rig the World Series, which then inspired Hyman Roth and, you know, Godfather 2, Mario Puzo writing about it, so it's a piece of American history, no doubt about that. But anyway, more to come. Let's hear what Democrats have to say in Pennsylvania about the state of their party. This was put out by Megaphone Bernie. Bernie Sanders put this out on X a short time ago. As the Democrat civil war continues, with them pushing out David Hogg and Malcolm Kenyatta from Philadelphia, they are a party that they're a bunch of control freaks. They stopped Bernie's movement three times. They just ran out the clock till Bernie got too old. Well, he put out this video of what Democrats in Pennsylvania are saying about the state of the Democratic Party. Take a listen.
What do you think of the current state of the Democratic Party?
Terrible.
I'd like them to do something.
Yeah, to me, they seem a little bit confused. There's not any real, at least doesn't seem to be a whole lot of leadership.
I'm not happy with the state of the Democratic Party. We need to return the Democratic Party to its roots, unbeholden of the corporate interests and the mega donors and the oligarchs.
This is the worst that I've ever felt about the government.
I think we need leadership. I think that what's happening in this country is so unprecedented and scary, and we're just watching it happen.
I'm done with the Democratic Party until they straighten up and elect candidates the people want.
Honestly, very disappointed at like a macro national level, but I do have more faith in like the younger Democratic politicians and also more local ones.
I think the Democratic Party needs to grow a bigger set of balls and take them down.
I think the Democratic Party needs to wake up and stand up.
An issue that I had with the Democratic Party leading up to this election was them not directly speaking to the people and the working people about the issues of all of us.
What I think the Democratic Party needs to work on is freeing themselves from big money, and I think it's everything falls flat when you have when you're beholden to donors, but then say you're fighting for the working class.
Democrats really need to keep that. They need to pick up like the workers' rights thing again, because you see a lot of loss of support based on that. And then the second thing is really defending people's civil rights and making more progress.
They need to be out there speaking constantly, not just one day or 2 days here and then wait for 3 months. They need to be on there day after day after day, getting that message out.
This is a battle for the heart and soul of the Democrat Party, no doubt about it. And, you know, it's like you hear all these different ideas and all these opinions, but I think one thing is very clear. These people are not happy with their leadership. And how the hell could they be? After the stunt they pulled with Biden, covering up Biden's decline, his mental decline, his physical decline, now they want you to buy their books? The same people that covered this up want you to buy their books. Yeah, give them your money. They covered this up. Give them your money now to read all about it, how they covered it up. Give me a break. They took away the process. They controlled the process. That the grassroots had no say. They wouldn't allow a primary challenge to Joe Biden. They would not allow an open convention against Joe Biden. So give me a break. And now you got this guy, Jake Tapper, out there running around acting like Jake Tapper was, you know, so prescient. Jake Tapper covered this up. I'm going to play you this clip here. This is cut 18 now. This is a little bit long. Tom Elliott and Gravian put it together. It's very good, though, of him going out there and covering up for Joe Biden, the author of this brand new book about Joe Biden. Cut 18.
How do you think it makes little kids with stutters feel when they see you make a comment like that?
It's very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
This is so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
President Biden embraces his stutter, talking about it, while Trump mocks it, exaggerates it, belittles it. He's sharp physically. I mean, mentally.
Yeah.
I think the question is physically, right?
Right.
More so?
Right.
Right. And the guy who's his chief opponent is only 3 or 4 years younger than him.
Exactly.
I mean, you have questioned President Biden's age, mental fitness, ability to lead. Of those supporting Biden, you said, quote, shame on all of you pretending everything is okay. You're leading us and him into a disaster. Do you worry that you damaged him at all? I don't doubt that you got hugs and handshakes behind closed doors today, and maybe even publicly, some of them, because they like you personally. But I've heard a lot of really nasty stuff about you from your Democratic colleagues.
Sure.
I mean, just like, what is he thinking? Exercise in narcissism. I mean, false claims to the Wall Street Journal about President Biden's mental fitness and acuity. He's 81, and his memory, you know, it doesn't seem great. It's not horrible, but I don't understand the outrage. Quote, behind closed doors, Biden shows signs of slipping, unquote. The Wall Street Journal is owned by News Corp, which is run by the Murdochs. Beyond the headline, there is some critical nuance here. The article is mostly based on observations of Republicans, with former Speaker Kevin McCarthy the only one going on the record. They do note in the article that most of the criticism comes from Republicans. Have you heard any concerns from anyone who has met with President Biden about him seeming a little slower?
No.
The Russians are trying to do to make us and the public not trust our election integrity. Joe Biden has dementia, all this stuff.
See, it was the Russians. It was the Russians. Now Jake Tapper has a book out about how bad Joe Biden was. It was the Russians behind it. Another Russia plot. These people have no shame whatsoever. Really, no shame whatsoever. I got a submission from my website. Scott sent this to me. He said George Will is a great baseball historian who could chime in on Shoeless Joe as well as Pete Rose. All right, Matt, try to get George Will on. Can you do that?
I think I can. You know what? He's actually very good friends with Dr. Coates.
There you go. I don't want to talk politics with him. I just want to talk baseball with him.
I'll make that.
I know he doesn't like to talk politics anymore, but he does like to talk baseball, so I'll only ask him about baseball.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, he's kind of retired from talking politics. I don't blame him, but I will keep my word on that and just talk about Shoeless Joe and Pete Rose, and that's it. So, everybody, there will be the peace, as they say. You know what I mean? There will be the peace. So that's good. Jake Tapper talking about how Biden's doctor said he needed a wheelchair. That was in the book. I guess that was another Russian plot, huh, Jake? I guess that was the Ruskies again. Huh? Russians, Jake, right? Cut 17.
So the White House physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, was telling White House aides that President Biden's deterioration of his spine, the degeneration, was so significant that if he fell one more time, that he might have to be in a wheelchair and serve in a wheelchair for his second term. But everybody pushed off the notion that he use a wheelchair until after the election. This is all part of a larger whole where the Biden White House tried to hide the extent of his deterioration, both physical and cognitive, as much as possible. In fact, as we all saw, as his shuffling gait got worse and worse from 2003 to 2004, they started putting aids around him as he walked to Marine One, the helicopter. That was to kind of hide from public view how bad his gait was, how bad his walking was, his shuffling, and also in case he stumbled again to make sure somebody was there. And this is just of a piece of an overall campaign to try to conceal from the American people the extent to which the president was really struggling to do his job.
I think it was the Russians. I think that was all Russian propaganda, Jake. You just fell for it. You hack. All right. Dr. Mike Veneria, big story of the hour. Go see him today. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Get that smile you deserve. VeneriaDental.com. Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pete Rose has now, the lifetime ban against him has been removed, thus making him eligible finally for the Hall of Fame. And based on the statement that the Phillies put out today, I think they agree he should be in the Hall of Fame. So let's go. Let's do this. Let's get Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. We would love it. And it's the right thing to do. And I'm glad the lifetime ban is over. And I think, you know, since there was no evidence that Pete Rose ever tried to hurt the team and, we are surrounded by gambling ads and baseball and football and every other sport, constant, nonstop, everywhere. Enough already. You know what I mean? So he's no longer with us. And that was the point that the Major League Baseball commissioner made today, was that, you know, he's dead and enough. So lifetime ban is over for him and Shoeless Joe Jackson. I don't think they're in the same category, though, because based on what the allegations were around Shoeless Joe, it was nothing like Pete Rose, but nevertheless. So we'll see what happens. All right, big 6 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.